Oh, good morning. Oh, it's Brockets Hunter.
Good morning.
Good to have you back,
buddy. Yeah, man. Glad to be back.
I tell you what, like I said, Kiki did a great job. Mm-hmm. It was great having her in here. Mm-hmm. I miss my buddy.
We had something to stare at for a week besides my ugly mug.
That's true. You know? The scenery was much better on that side of the table. Not as many low-cut tops, though, as I was hoping.
Yeah?
I was hoping for a little more skin. You could do the same, all right?
Okay,
I'll pop a button.
I'll unbutton a couple. We'll get you back to normal here, bro.
All right. It's 8:16 and 44.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You ever heard the saying, don't crap where you eat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this guy did that. Well, he didn't literally do that. But he's a 27-year-old guy from North Carolina. His name's Bradley Hardison. Mm-hmm. He was in the news back in 2014 after he won a donut eating contest put on by the local police department.
Uh-oh.
He's the donut eating champ. I love that. He downed 8 Krispy Kremes in 2 minutes and dominated the field. But
wait, how many in 2 minutes?
8 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, Benny can beat that.
I think he probably could.
8 donuts in 2 minutes?
All right, we'll add that to the list of challenges right. Benny has to do. Well, he got arrested when the cops realized he was wanted for 3 different burglaries. All right?
So they took his information for the contest?
He got a 3-year suspended sentence for it, which ended this past October. Now he's back in the news. Forget this. Robbing a donut shop.
Oh, come on. No way. He loved him so much.
He loved him. You know what? It's that donut eating contest's fault.
Right.
It turned him to a life of crime. I gotta have the donuts.
Just give me some donuts.
He broke into a Dunkin' Donuts early in November of last year, and they just charged him for it last Thursday. It's not clear how they connected it to him, but at this point, he's probably near the top of their list of suspects for any donut-related crime.
Maybe he just thought he was the donut king and could do anything he wanted. He just goes by donut shops thinking, you know what? I got the key to the donut shops.
No, cops, it's okay. I won that donut-eating contest. I'm allowed to do this now. So, needless to say, he is arrested. He is facing charges for felony breaking and entering, felony larceny, and felony safecracking.
Good God, man. You know, congratulations on the contest, but what a moron.
What a donut-eating moron.